find a thing. Where's the music folder? This PC music. There it is. So I have to hold open my Bluetooth connection, and I keep forgetting to do this. So I just one moment, please, ladies and gentlemen, as I fumble around trying to find. There we go. Good to know that Windows Media Player still works on Windows 11. All right, so what I got this email this week from a friend of the show, Big Fatty, from the Big Fatty Online podcast, and he says, I'm not sure if these are better quality or not. So this is in response to me trying to find an original pristine copy of the Contact theme song that we use, which comes from the PBS show 321 Contact. Big Fatty sent me a link to a website called televisiontunes.com. So what I need to know from you guys, and you can let us know in email, you know, it's just a simple, you know, better or worse. That's all you have to send in your email. Let me know, do you think that this is a better sounding theme song than the one that we have here? Here it is. It's
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, this is a better sounding theme song.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3841. The FO for Wednesday the 26th of October 2022. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, there's big doings at the villa today. Big Fatty, please tell. I will.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It's not. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your rises today, because y'all, our good morning greetings were sent to us today by that Brian in Denver. And then the Shy Yeti was number two. And the last one was Casey and then Holly from the enormous little show. Yo, by the way, Casey and Harley, y'all, they must have sent me a dozen or more clips. And y'all, you're going to hear them until eternity. So send in more clips so we don't have to have three of them in a row. But y'all, they never did one together. It was one spoke and then another one spoke, but they didn't both say, good morning, Big Fatty. That's because they're in the Mile High City and they're just enormous.
Wake up, sunshine, share this baby.
For Gay Crema Week, it does. The spirits, the spirits gloom and go do 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 do. Big Fatty, Steve the Tater, it just ran off the road, and you not knowing the spook house song from a rat world, rat land out there. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, Steve the Tater was in rat land over the weekend with that, I believe he was there with that Donna Sugars. Let's see. Y'all, before I forget, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Francie, Y'all, you know, she is she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show, and y'all, she's sent me a gay grandma card, and we're just gonna set that over here with the others that we'll open on gay grandma next week. Yes, Big Betty. And so anyway, y'all, after I recoded yesterday, y'all, I was sitting here watching the TV machine, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know. Yes, yes, squeaky gentleman caller, I know. Y'all, my 31-year-old regular sends me a message. Hello, Water. I said, thank you for calling. Come on over. He says, on my way. And y'all, the Nip and I had had supper plans with our friends, but y'all, they weren't until 6:30 p.m. in the evening, and this was a little bit before 5 p.m., I guess. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. We enjoyed the company of each other. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, he headed out, and Big Fatty straightened up the love chamber, and Big Fatty, what about your butthole? Well, anyway, y'all, and then the Nip came by, and y'all, I updated all of the Apple Snack paraphernalia. Here in the villa, I did the Apple clock and the iPhone and the iPad and the Apple Snack TV and the big computer and the laptop computer. Updated them all. And so, y'all, if you hadn't done that, you might want to head on over there and do it. I'm sure Archer will do an entire show on the 48 hours it took for him to update all of his Apple Snack things. But y'all, anyway, we headed to supper. Y'all went to someplace new, and I don't remember the name of it. It was like the Charleston Sports Pub. Oh yes, we headed to the Sports Ball Pub. But y'all, our friends, their son works there. And y'all, we were sitting there waiting to order, and y'all, all of a sudden, here comes a big old plate of tater tots that are covered in shredded brisket and cheese, and I don't know what else was on there, but y'all, and it was compliments of the kitchen. Oh, Big Freddy, you're so hoity-toity. It's true. And so, y'all, we had that as an appetizer. And then for my supper, y'all, they have all these different kinds of tacos. And since it was not too, I say, Tuesday, I decided to have the tacos. y'all, they were in the soft shell. And one of them was the barbecue poke, and y'all, it was shredded barbecue poke with sauce on it and fried onion ring slices on top of that. And the other one was the Nashville hot chicken taco, and that came with what came on that? That came with macaroni and cheese in the shell with it, and then I want to say there was a cheese sauce or something in on top of that, too. And y'all, it came with the tortilla chips and the queso dip. So y'all, by the time I had finished, y'all, I was fat as a pig. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, we came back here, back to Fat Acres, and Big Fatty walked on down here to the villa. Y'all had to put the trash out. You know, this is a very difficult thing for Crooked Hat. Y'all, he has to put it on his mock and calendar. Take out the trash. One moment, please. Y'all are having the hot tea. It's the apple and cinnamon. And y'all, it's better today than it was the last time I had it. The last time I had it, it tastes like feet. And anyway, y'all, I just caught up on some things on the TV. No, I didn't. Because, y'all, I needed to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And the Jeopardy. But, y'all, I didn't get around to either one of them on Monday night. I don't know what I watched. I think I got the mail. And then I think there was some circulars in there from the Sam's Club. And from the Costco about the holiday sales. Y'all, by the way, I predicted on yesterday's little show that you would start seeing commercials on the TV machine with the crema trees and the stockings and all that. Y'all, Tuesday morning, saw one from the Macy's. And y'all, everything was the... Holly was jolly, and Jack Frost had been nipping at noses, Big Fatty. But y'all, the crystal ball was correct. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I was in bed. I was in bed by 9 o'clock. Y'all, I was just tired. And Big Fatty, and you had about 4 tons of carbs. Well, there was that too. But y'all slept like a baby. Woke up. When did I wake up? I woke up about, I guess it was about 6:30, 6:40, somewhere in there. Got up, read the paper, watched Miss Gayle King, and did the Sudoku and did the Wordle and had my coffee. And then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, it's foggy. It was foggy. Y'all, Big Fatty, it sounds like a hillbilly song from Chris in Tennessee, New Jersey from Tennessee. Foggy Bottom. I don't know that foggy, well, maybe. But anyway, y'all, after that, I got my shower, and y'all, I just put my head down in the love chamber, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. This was a repeat, gentleman caller. Y'all, this one's 30. And Big Fatty, it's trick or treat is not until on Monday. Big Fatty's tricks have been treats this week. Big Fatty. And y'all, he came over. He was here about an hour. Y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely visit. And y'all, let's just say the train arrived in the station a couple of times. Be very vulgar. But anyway, y'all, he left, and y'all got a delivery. Y'all, I've ordered a new outdoor crema decoration for the villa. I told young Nicholas about it, but I wouldn't tell him what it was, because, you know, we like to have surprises, but y'all, it arrived on Tuesday, and y'all, I'm playing Santa Claus. I hit it. You know, I hit it. Big Fatty, is it under the bed? No, it's not under the bed. Is it in the closet? No, it's not. Is it in the attic? No. Anyway, is it in the trunk of the car? No. So that's that. And y'all, we're heading over to see Olive here in about half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. It'd be Big Fatty's time to drive today. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, gosh, y'all, now you know Big Fatty does not get political on the little show, and I'm not doing that today, but the one thing that I do take a stand on is that, to me, it is your civic duty to get out and vote. And it's less than 2 weeks before the election. It's exactly 2 weeks as I'm recording this, and y'all, many places have the early voting, and you can go. The lines are not as long in many cases. Some of you might even qualify for the mail-in balloting and all. And y'all, if you do that, you should get that filled out and get it back in the mail or deliver it or whatever. Y'all, I don't, my position is I don't care who you vote for, but I do care that you vote. And get off your ass. If you have time to go and get one of those Starbuckle coffees and sit in a drive-thru at the Eat a Burger, then you got time to go and do your it is your civic duty. And Big Fatty, you said duty. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but anyway, y'all. It's as important today as it was when the first election was held. And y'all, it's just be a good citizen. Be a good citizen. There's too much meanness and ugliness in the world. And y'all, this is one thing. Everybody says, oh, not everybody, but some people say, oh, well, my one vote won't make a difference. It will make a difference. And y'all, right now, the largest group of voters are non-voters. Don't be one of them. Oh, dear. I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Ron, formerly the Haunt Daddy, he is arriving in Charleston this morning. Let's see, what time does he get here? 10:20 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty! And so, y'all, I'll be picking him up at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And I want somebody to tell me about there was a show in the UCK about men with the large bobos. Daniel, have you got anything to say about that show?
Big Fatty, this is a better sounding theme song.
Oh yeah, the Honk the Bobo show has the best honk honk. Oh yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.